When a tree comes down on your house or your property, you might see your insurance rates increase. And you look at that thing every day. It's dead. It's dying. It's hazardous. It's leaning. It's coming down one way or another. So have my friends at Don's Tree Service at least take a look. They'll offer you up a free estimate. And then if you mention that you heard it here, you get 10% off. It's kind of like a no-brainer. Call Don's Tree Service, 770-413-TREE. I'm Gina. Here's three things you need to know today. Sleep. It might just be what the doctor orders when you go to see him next time. Because, as it turns out, a majority of us are not, and I repeat, are not getting enough sleep. And the quality of sleep also needs to be taken into account. The recent Gallup poll says 57% of Americans say they would feel better with more sleep. Younger women, especially affected, saying they weren't getting enough rest. Many can fall asleep but not sleep well. Many can't fall asleep, but once they do, are out like a light. So, as usual, experts suggest the nighttime routine. Less alcohol, going to bed at the same time, putting screens away an hour before you count sheep, and also keeping the room dark and at an ideal sleep temperature, which, by the way, I Googled that. They say it's 65 degrees, give or take a few. And everybody's working for the weekend. Love you, lover boy. Months after the research came back and showed companies seeing success by using that four-day work week across the pond, many CEOs here in America are thinking about doing the same for their companies. 30% say the five-day work week is kind of outdated, and moving to a four or four-and-a-half-day work week is probably long overdue. And employees are rejoicing because they want that too. 77% say they would be willing to work 10-hour days because the time off would have a positive impact on them. So when will your company see the shift? I guess it depends on the company and what they do. Finally, if you're like me, you'll soon be picking and choosing what times to go outside because the little bloodsuckers are about to come out with a vengeance, the dreaded mosquito. And here in the South, we need to be on higher alert this season as the CDC issued a warning about the invasive mosquito species known to carry the yellow fever, and they're here to stay. They're the ones that have the white stripes on the legs and the back. They lay eggs 3 times in their lifetime, and they go from eggs to adults in about a week. We all know to stay in during the witching hour, but these particular mosquitoes know no day or night, and they'll bite you in the heat of the day, too. Ugh. I'm Gina. Those are the three things you need to know today. It is Autism Awareness Month as we light it up blue, and you can find a show that connects you with tools, resources, people, organizations, foundations, you name it. It runs the gamut. My show is called Life with the Spectrum. You can find it on YouTube. You can also grab it as a podcast wherever you grab your podcasts. Look for Life with the Spectrum and subscribe today.